This is Jay Sekulow. The Obama re-election committee calls it equality. We call it voter suppression.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Lawsuit filed by the president's re-election team. It challenges a law in Ohio that gives members of the military more time to vote than other citizens.
Look, all Ohio wants to do is stand up for our men and women who are serving and make sure that their votes are counted. And this president, who's no friend of the military, is interceding to try to stop that.
The Obama campaign is in no way trying to restrict servicemen from voting during that free period of time. They encourage it. They want it. All they are saying is go back to the law as it was in 2008 that allows everybody to vote during that period of time.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The title of the President of the United States is Commander-in-Chief. So if we have a president and we have his campaign cronies that don't see the specialness of the service that these guardians of our liberty and truly America's honor are making out there for us, then I don't think they understand what it means to serve in this United States military.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Last day that we're going to be talking about this Ohio lawsuit, briefs being filed. Interesting report coming out today in the media, and that is that a lot of the left-wing groups have said that, and they've sided with the Obama administration, characterizing what we've said about the Ohio litigation as, quote, shameful. They said that about the comments made by the Romney campaign as well. And they say it is not about voting restrictions for the military. But what the press ignores is this fact. No fewer than 15 military organizations have joined together to fight this particular Obama re-election committee lawsuit. 15 military organizations are opposing this lawsuit by Barack Obama's re-election campaign. That includes the National Guard Association of the United States, the Association of the U.S. Army, the Association of the U.S. Navy, the Marine Corps League, the Military Officers Association of America, the Reserve Officers Association of America, the National Association of Uniformed Services, the Non-Commissioned Officers Association of the USA, the Army Reserve Association, the Fleet Reserve Association, the Special Forces Association, the U.S. Army Ranger Association, AMVETS, the National Defense Committee, and the Military Order of World Wars. So you tell me who is the group that is misrepresenting here. You have 15 military groups and the ACLJ saying this is an outrage, trying to remove those three-day periods of grace for military men and women and their families to vote. Last day for you to sign on to the brief. Now, folks, we think we realistically can hit, because of the overwhelming response yesterday, we think it's possible that we could hit as many as, you ready for this, 75,000 signatures on this brief. We think that is possible. Originally, the goal was 50,000, but we're already at 61,055 online. So, as we get ready to take a break here, folks, I want to encourage you to go to your phones. You want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You could sign on to this brief and join with 61,000 other people by simply going to ACLJ.org, signing on to the Committee to Defend Military Voting Rights, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to take a stand. As I said, we're 61,000 plus signatures already. We think we can get to 75,000. That's where you come in. We want you on this brief. Last day to do it. Joining with 15 military associations. You heard me go through that list right there. Pretty impressive. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, when you're at ACLJ.org, keep supporting the work of the ACLJ. Your tax-deductible gifts are doubled during our Matching Challenge campaign. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. When I come back, your phone calls.
Bye. Our men and women in the U.S. military face grave challenges on the battlefields abroad. Now, because of the Obama re-election campaign, they are facing troubling challenges and roadblocks here at home. With the election just months away, President Obama's re-election team has filed a federal lawsuit challenging an Ohio law that provides military members a few extra days to legally and constitutionally cast their ballots. It's time to stand with the U.S. military. The ACLJ will file an amicus brief backing the Ohio law, giving our military men and women an opportunity to cast their ballots in a constitutional manner. Our military heroes deserve to have this lawful courtesy extended to them. Add your name to our brief today. Stand with the U.S. military. Tell the court that this challenge by the Obama re-election campaign is not only unconstitutional, but offensive to millions of Americans as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. Last day, we're going to be discussing this issue of the Ohio voting lawsuit that was initiated by the Obama re-election campaign to not give the three-day grace period that the legislature in Ohio voted for military men and women. If you want to sign on to that brief, you can do it at aclj.org, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, if you want to call us on air, you can do that as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got some opposing views coming in as well. Than, who do we have next?
First up, Jay, is Jerry calling from Wisconsin on line one. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I mean, this is very easy to resolve. The service members can vote to Monday. Everybody can vote on Monday. You just allow everybody to vote. I mean, this isn't an issue. You're trying to make this an issue.
Well, the state of Ohio said that they tried that in 2008, and they did not have the manpower to do it. It was county by county, and there were lines of 12 hours long. So they decided to cut the early voting off, which is still very generous, to Friday, the Friday before. A lot of places don't let you go that late. But Ohio decided to let it go to the Friday before, and they extended for three more days for the military. Do you have any objection, Jerry, to the military getting three additional days?
Everybody's equal under the law, Jay, aren't they?
Well, no. Yeah, everybody's equal under the law, but there are different classifications of people with special needs and circumstances that we make accommodations for. So I just got a really simple question for you, Jerry. Do you object to those three extra days going to the military?
What? I object to the idea that one voter is more equal than another voter.
No, everybody can vote early. There's no prohibition on early voting. It's just they're giving a three-day grace period to the military before the election, not after, the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Do you object to that because you don't think that's fair? So you don't think they're treated should be treated any? There should be no special arrangements for the military.
Jay, I believe.
No. Do you think there should be special accommodations for the military? Yes or no?
Every vote should be equal. Why don't you?
Well, every vote is equal. Okay, so everybody casts a vote, that vote's equal. There's just a special accommodation that's been made for the military men and women that the Obama re-election committee have filed a lawsuit against. Do you think it's okay to give three extra days just to the military?
You just want to raise money, Jay.
No, you just don't want to answer the question. And you think all these 15 military groups I gave you, you don't trust the Association of the U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, the Marine Corps League? None of those make sense either?
Jay.
It's all a right-wing conspiracy, including the Army Reserve Association?
You're looking for an issue to attack Obama, too. I mean,
no, I'm looking. I didn't bring this lawsuit. The Obama re-election committee brought the lawsuit. Nobody on your side of this will answer this fundamental question for me. Just answer it honestly. It's not. Just tell the what you think. Do you think it is okay to give the three additional days to the military that civilians don't get? Do you think the military should be accommodated that way?
Do they not get like 40 days to or a number of days to vote? It'll
be everybody gets early voting up until the Friday before. They've extended the military for three additional days because of the uniqueness of the military deployment situation. It's a yes or no answer, Jerry, and then we could move on. Do you think it's okay to give them the three additional days?
I don't believe it's necessary.
Okay, well, then you've made your position. So you think they should be treated just like everybody else, no special needs, no special situation for the military?
Jay, they have like a month before.
Yes, but they get deployed on a moment's notice. You've listened to the broadcast. You know, you've heard from military men and women, including people that work here. It's not like everybody else, but if you don't think they're entitled to it, that's your opinion. But I just want to make sure I got it clear. Jerry does not think the military should be given any special consideration over and above the civilian population when it comes to this three additional days of voting. That's your position.
Jay, don't they have a month beforehand? Like
everybody has a month beforehand. They're giving three additional days to the military. That's what, and you object to that.
Three additional days.
Nah, they won't answer the question. This is what it is. You know, this is not fairness. All right, let's get on the next question. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. If the judge forces Ohio to open all its polling places for all voters for the final 3 days, the legal precedent that will be set, namely that our soldiers cannot by constitutionally be given a special status or special break, would be disastrous in my view, and also the view of a lot of other media sources and a lot of legal experts. That's all this is, folks. What we're asking you to stand up for is this three extra days for the military, and you're hearing the left coming in with their oppositions. I'm going to take those calls because I'm going to make them answer that question they don't want to answer. If you want to join with me in this fight, this is the last day for you to do it. I want to get to 75,000. We're over 61,000 now. You go to aclj.org or you call me on 1-877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. With FAN, it's the same thing. Every time we ask the question, they don't want to answer it.
Yeah, Jay, the thing that Jerry and other folks who are making this claim have to understand is the history involved here. Listen, when the Ohio legislature considered this change, they rolled this deadline back to Friday. It passed unanimously. Every Republican, every Democrat voted to move this deadline back to Friday, and they did it because they realized in the last election, Jay, that they could not handle the full open polls over the weekend. So the Obama campaign can say anything they want now. They can say this is about, you know, restoring rights over the weekend, but I'm telling you, if their lawsuit succeeds, what will happen is the Ohio legislature will roll that deadline back to Friday for everyone. Even Democrats will be behind that, Jay, because that is the problem. That was the problem in 2008, and every Republican and every Democrat in the Ohio legislature voted to move that deadline earlier. So the Obama campaign can say whatever they want, but yep, it's not based in reality.
And because it's not based on what their lawsuit asks for. Their lawsuit says that giving the military special status is arbitrary and unconstitutional. Our phone lines are open for you, 1-800-684-3110. Who's next, Dan?
Next up is Nick calling from Montana on line 2. Nick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, guys. Thank you for your show.
Thanks.
I see you just about every day.
Great.
I just wanted to make a comment. This is clearly, to me, a commander-in-chief who feels he doesn't have the voting faith of the troops that he commands. That's all it is.
Yeah, well, listen to what, the politics of this are real, but listen to, this is, again, Congressman Alan West, who served in the military. He makes a similar point about the commander-in-chief. Listen to number 14.
The title of the President of the United States is Commander-in-Chief. So if we have a president and we have his campaign cronies that don't see the specialness of the service that these guardians of our liberty and truly America's honor are making out there for us, then I don't think they understand what it means to serve in this United States military.
That's coming from Alan West, who served as a colonel in the United States military. So it kind of tells you when we take the, and we're going to take questions, we're going to take calls from people that disagree with us. We've no problem doing that, but we're going to ask the real questions on that too. Again, last day for you to sign on to this brief. We need you on the brief, aclj.org, where over 61,000 have signed, or you can call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's take another phone call.
Yeah, let's go to George Ann calling from Colorado on line 5. George Ann, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, George Ann.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask our country to take back the compassion that these people are giving to us as they are laying down their lives in service to our country. So let's give them a little bit of consideration with a little bit extra time to vote.
Well, you know what? There's nothing else I can add to that other than you're absolutely correct, because that's what it is. A little grace, compassion, and understanding. That's all that the legislature passed. That's all that's being asked for. But no, the Obama Reelection Committee folks files a federal lawsuit saying it's arbitrary and unconstitutional. So we're fighting that out in court now with about 15 other military organizations. We're all on the same side. Our phone number, if you want to talk to us on air, is 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Again, if you want to sign that brief, it's aclj.org. That's aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Let's try to get another call in here before the break.
Yeah, let's go to Kevin calling from Alabama on line one. Kevin, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Jay. Jay, my comment is, I agree with you that the Obama administration is on the wrong side of this lawsuit. I do believe that's the military, and I guess I would be considered one of those on the right. I agree that the military should have the additional days to vote. But I do have a question that's kind of related to voting. And my question is this. I hear the conservative media pushing this issue in Ohio, and I'm from Ohio, by the way.
Yeah.
But I don't hear the conservative media pushing the issue of the laws that are being changed that restrict people from voting in certain segments of the community. For example,
are you talking about some of the state voter ID laws?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, that's a very – but look, there's arguments – I've been on, you know, a lot of television on that issue. There's arguments both ways, and not every state's the same. Now, for instance, Kevin, when you vote in Alabama, you have to show your driver's license or some type of picture ID when you vote.
Correct.
Yeah, so I do too, and I think that's fine. And I think they should be more readily available. People are having trouble getting to them, but that's very different. A voter ID law, which I still think most of those are constitutional, but that's very different than a duly passed piece of legislation giving 3 days to the military extra to vote on the 3 days prior to the election and having the Obama Reelection Committee come in and file a lawsuit saying that's unconstitutional. And I think we probably all agree on that, too. So, Kevin, that's kind of the difference in that. The voter ID laws at state to state, there's some differences there, but this is a federal lawsuit initiated by the President of the United States Election Committee, and that's why we're fighting back on this, folks. If you want to stand for the military, this is the last day to do it. I want everybody listening to me now, go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. Let's sign that brief right now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. Our men and women in the U.S. military face grave challenges on the battlefields abroad. Now, because of the Obama re-election campaign, they are facing troubling challenges and roadblocks here at home. With the election just months away, President Obama's re-election team has filed a federal lawsuit challenging an Ohio law that provides military members a few extra days to legally and constitutionally cast their ballots. It's time to stand with the U.S. military. The ACLJ will file an amicus brief backing the Ohio law.
giving our military men and women an opportunity to cast their ballots in a constitutional manner. Our military heroes deserve to have this lawful courtesy extended to them. Add your name to our brief today. Stand with the U.S. military. Tell the court that this challenge by the Obama re-election campaign is not only unconstitutional, but offensive to millions of Americans as well. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or online, ACLJ.org.
I thank God for my life and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die. The ones that give their lives. So we don't have
Hey folks, welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking opposing views on this as well. Right now we don't have any. I'm sure we will have some coming in. 1-800-684-3110, folks. But this is the last day for you to sign on to the brief. We are really exceeding our goal. We expected 50,000. We now think we can get to 75,000 signatures on this brief in this Ohio litigation. But that's where you come in. I really do need you to do this for me. Go to your phones. Call us at 1-877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org and sign on to that brief again. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, where we've already received online almost 62,000 signatures. In fact, 61,778. So let's get to 62,000 by the end of this broadcast. You go to ACLJ.org, sign that committee to defend military voting rights, and we'll get to 62,000, or call us at 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones.
Full bank of phone calls. A lot of people want to talk about this. Let's start with Jeff calling from Wisconsin on line two. Jeff, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, I don't normally call in, but being in the military, I'm in the National Guard.
And, thank you for your service.
It just kind of boils me a little bit, that they wouldn't give a little extra time. And here's a scenario that maybe most Americans don't know about if you're not in the military, and that is specialized schooling. Not only do you get deployed, but there's schooling that goes along with all of that, and that happens. It's not a Monday through Friday thing. You know, they can send you for a few weeks at a time, or, you know, to a base where you're restricted to that base, and it may not even be in your home state.
Exactly the point, Jeff, and I appreciate you calling. I appreciate your service to the country. That is what we've been saying. That's what our lawyers who are in the military have been saying as well, and that's why we're fighting back for you and your friends and your allies, because of these kind of transient situations that happen in the military. Folks, this is exactly why you fight back. And by the way, we are, as I said, approaching just shy of 62,000. We're at a little over 61,813 now. We're within 180 of getting over 62,000 online. You could be one of that 180. Go to ACLJ.org, or you can call me at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name that way. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We appreciate you doing that. Let's get another call in.
Yeah, Jay, we've got it. All the lines are busy, and only one of them is opposed, but we're going to go ahead and take that one.
Let's do it.
Frank calling from Ohio on line five. Frank, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Frank.
Yes, Jay, I feel as though that the voters' rights law should be the same as it always been for the military. Should nothing be changed? Keep it. We talk about the Constitution. If it happened back years ago, why are we changing all the facts? You know, we should quit fearing Obama and fear God.
Well, no, hold it. First of all, this is not changing the Constitution. The Constitution allows the states to set up election laws. That's even county by county in most states. Ohio went to a statewide situation in order to avoid the problems they had in 2008. But let me ask you the same question, Frank, I've asked everybody, and just get your honest reaction to. They decided to have early voting allowed all the way till the Friday before the election, which is more than most states allow. But they also decided to allow the military three extra days, the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, because of the unique situation the military finds themselves in. Do you oppose the military getting the three extra days?
They should not get the three extra days.
Okay, and why do you think they should not? Do you think they should be treated just like everybody else, that they're not under any kind of unique circumstance?
The same. The military has always met its demands years prior, and they will meet it this time as well.
This isn't a war we're talking about here. We're talking about military men and women being able to vote. Frank, you're calling, and your honest answer is, I don't think they should get any extra day. They shouldn't be treated any differently. They're not in any kind of different situation.
Well, They've always met the deadlines, and it was still...
No, they did not always meet the deadlines. I've had the... You've heard the radio broadcast this week. There's been evidence that they've not been able to. And doesn't even mean, by the way, with the 3 extra days they're going to be able to, but at least gives them a fighting chance. But you just don't think they should have that right.
It's the same.
Oh, you know, okay. Well, the legislature's elected, and they make the decision, so it doesn't quite work that way. Let's take another call, then.
Next up is Jane. She's calling from Missouri on line 6. Jane, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. I think that every state should do that.
Well, I think it'd be a great idea, too, but it is a state-by-state matter. The states get to control this, and there it was a county-by-county matter. So this is a uniquely different situation than you had in other situations. But you think it's – then you are of the view that let the military get that 3 extra days.
Yeah, but I think every state should do – we give them a chance.
I mean, I think that'd be great, too. I'm not sure, you know, that it's going to – again, that's going to depend on the state situation, the state politics, because the states decided. All right, Fan, we've got a full bank of calls, and I want to do like a rapid fire round here between you and me. So let's get these done really quickly. Let's go right through these calls.
Okay, let's start with Debbie calling from California on line 2. Debbie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Debbie. Quickly, please.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for your program and everything.
Thanks.
What you're doing. First of all, does California do that?
I don't think so.
No, they should. Like Jane said, but I am totally for it. I think it's appalling that these people will call in and they won't answer your question, and I think it's definitely a good idea.
And I'm going to, you know, it's the last day we're doing this program, but that's why I'm asking the question, because they don't want to answer the question. But I do need to say this right now, folks, because we are really close. 61,940 of you have answered the question online and said, yes, I'm going to oppose President Obama's lawsuit against military voting rights. 61,940. Let's get it to 62,000 in the next couple of minutes here. Just go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or call me at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Who's next?
Next up is Don calling from North Carolina. Don, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Jay. This is Don. And I'm just wondering whether or not this is another issue of a state's rights versus a person who believes in a strong central government again.
Well, it's the state made the decision, so yes, it is within their constitutional framework to determine the election voting and early voting allowances under state law. And yes, this is the Obama Reelection Committee saying we don't like it, but they think it violates the Constitution because the military is being treated arbitrarily and given a special status that no one else gets. That's their legal argument. Who do we have next, then?
Next is Robert from California on line 3. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah, this sounds like Florida when the Clinton administration in 2000 blocked 15,000 military votes.
You remember that? Yeah. Well, that's because, and that gives you kind of the history of the military situation here. Again, this is the reason we're fighting back, folks, and fighting back aggressively. I've got 2 calls. I want to get them both on, but you got to be really quick. Go ahead, Fan.
Next up is Linda on line 4. Linda, welcome to the broadcast.
Very quickly, Linda.
Thanks, Jay, for what you do, and I support this with military to have those 3 extra days, and I do agree all states should have it.
All right, great. Thank you. We appreciate that. We're going to get the last call in here. We appreciate your call in and appreciate your support. Rob, you're on the air.
Yes. I totally agree that they should get that additional. We have a president that won't even stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
And you are a Vietnam veteran, I understand.
Sir.
Thank you for serving our country, folks. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. Right now, my counter shows we're at 61,975 signatures online. Get me over 62,000 by going to ACLJ.org right now. ACLJ.org, sign on to that committee to sign that brief, or call me at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. Support the work of the ACLJ when you're there. Make an online donation. We're in a matching challenge campaign. It's doubled. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.